Well, well, that was quite the light show. You must be from quite far away, Well, regardless, good evening, human. Is the night treating you well? My, my. It's rude to answer a question with a question, you know. Especially so when you answer with so many. Where are you? Who am I? How did you get here? Rather dull questions, aren't they? What you should be thinking about is what comes next. But, all right. I suppose it's only fair to tell you. First, if you'll take a look at your surroundings, you're in a forest. A rather spooky one at that, isn't it? The way the fog drifts through, the pale moonlight shining, illuminating the gnarled trees. Ah, I love atmospheres like these. Yes, this place has a name, but it's not particularly important for you to know that. I promise you, it's nowhere you've ever heard of. As for your second question, well, I could describe myself as a succubus, but that might be a little too humble, if we're being honest. If the white hair, red eyes, tall and demonic wings aren't enough for you, then that really does prove that you're not from this world. How fascinating. Oh, and I have a name too, but I'm not going to tell you. Not just yet. But I'm sure one of the residents here will share it with you if you ask nicely. Now, third question. You asked how you got here. Well, I brought you here, but it's because you wanted to be. Silly boy. Are you telling me that you've forgotten? Well, that is a bit disappointing. Perhaps the spell interfered with your memory somehow. Well, the show must go on now. Let me give you a brief rundown on the rules of our little game before I send you off. The basic premise is that I've brought you here for amusement, both for myself and for yours. I'll be watching you from a distance, so put on a good show for me, won't you? What will you be doing? Well, I won't spoil the surprise just yet, so you can come to that conclusion on your own. Oh, I crack myself up sometimes. Sorry. Back on track. First rule, nobody is allowed to hurt you. I've marked you with my magic, so you'll be quite safe, no matter how scary things may look. You'll have more stamina than usual. You can use it to run around, if you'd like, but I think you'd find it has other benefits as well. I can tell you don't believe me. All right, let me prove it by demonstrating the next one. Rule 2, you aren't allowed to hurt anyone else either. Go ahead, pick up that tree branch over there. Now, try to imagine whacking me with it. Can't do it. Can you? Satisfied that my power is the real thing? I've taken away your desire to fight, handsome. You won't be able to ever think about hurting anyone. I have to ensure the safety of the other players, you know. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Rule 3. If by some astronomical chance you manage to make it through the next morning on your own, I'll appear again and offer you the choice to return home. No strings attached. Oh, yes, darling. Did you think that you were the first one to play this game? Hardly. You'd be surprised how many decide to stay. Oh, but if you do go home, you'll have to forfeit your memory of this entire event. Those are the rules, I'm afraid. Now, we've been talking for quite a while. It's not my place to keep you this long. But before you go, the fourth and final rule is to have fun. Yes, go out and enjoy yourself and have a great time with the other participants. And remember, The end is never necessarily the end.